Joe, you want to say that now or later? Ngayon na lang kasi it's connected eh. You can say it in about T minus 10 seconds.
10 more seconds there.
In line lang with what Pastor Nixon was saying, you know, and what CJ was saying, if you have a disagreement with someone that you're working with, I got this really helpful grid. Thank you, Pastor Nixon. This helpful grid from, I was in the States, I was talking to this young pastor, and we were talking about the, alam niyo yung gulo doon, yung emergent church, yung mga taong naghihiwalay ng mga church. And he said, whenever I approach an issue, a lot of that kasi is not based on theology, a lot of it is based on broken relationships eh. Yung offendan lang talaga, nakatawa. And he said, when I approach an issue, I think on four levels of disagreement. Is this something I'm willing to die for? Is this something I'm willing to divide over? Something I'm just going to debate about? Or something I'm going to say decide for me? Let's take it step by step. No? Una, die for. Parang, is this something I'm willing to die for? Kung mag-disagree tayo. Kaya sinabi ni CJ sa akin, Jesus is not Lord. I don't know why he would say that. Pero let's say, for example, ang sinabi ni CJ, Jesus is not Lord. Is this something na debate lang sa meeting na, no, I disagree eh. Pero no, I'm willing to die for the fact that Jesus is Lord. You guys also. Hopefully. Okay, diba? We are. Diba? That's something we're willing to die for. Not every issue is something you're willing to die for. Moving your service from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it's probably a good debate. But it's not something we're willing to die for. I mean, you're not. I don't know if you're here and you're saying na hindi, diba? You'll have to kill me, like over my dead body talaga, if you're gonna move that from 5 to 6. Of course not. That's an exaggeration. And that's sometimes why our conflicts are not healthy. Kasi hindi yung appropriate level of disagreement. Eh. Yung nagka, diba, title lang ng series, next, okay, packaging lang ng series, money and me, diba mga...
Para may pinaghuhugutan to.
Then the second one, divide over. Is this an issue I'm willing to divide over? Is this an issue that if it's not resolved my way, I'm really going to say I can't walk with this person anymore? For example, if Victory, for some reason, some crazy reason, was to stop discipling students, and they said, that's not your responsibility. All of you campus missionaries are now going to be admin. Diba? Parang that's your role. Your role is to... Percy would love that, okay? But some of you, I mean, like CJ and I was saying, for me, that would mean I don't know if I could work here anymore. Diba? I would still have the relationship. I would still love these people, but I'd have a different vocation kasi hindi na ito yung calling ko eh. You understand? It's something I'm willing to divide over. Now, yung tanong, that issue that you're having a problem with in your church, is it something you're willing to divide over? Pastor, if you move my service from 5 to 6, I'm leaving the church. I'm resigning them in. Is it really that important? And choose your battles, because there's some things that are really worth fighting for like that, but not all of it's like that. Not every week may ganun tayo. Not every month. Ayun, walang ganun. Some things you just debate about, which is the third level. Meaning, oh, debate tayo, pag-usapan natin, let's farm, let's fight for this, which is what we're talking about now, yung mining conflict. Pero whatever the resolution is, okay lang. Tanggap ko yan. Okay, pag-usapan, magandang usapan yun. Pero after that, I'm willing to abide with the decision of the team. Make sense? And the fourth level is decide for me. Yesterday, I was in the meeting for the worship team for Ignite. I was so bored. I had no... Nakaganan talaga ako. Parang, ba't kailangan pa ako dito? Di ba? Parang, I have no idea. Sorry, Roland, no? Pero, hindi ko naman specialty yan eh. Yung mga bass, soprano, tenor, alto. I was like, I am so lost na lost na talaga ako. Si Kulay, parang, sandali na lang, Joe. Sandali na lang. And really, design for me. Roland, you're better. You're talented. Koy, Lee. I mean, kayo magaling dyan eh. Decide for me. Tell me what to sing. I'll sing it. That's all I'm going to do. And... And the point here is, there are some things in your team na baka naman you should just let other people decide for you. Right? I mean, kasama pa ba tayo? Hindi naman natin expertise yun. You guys got that? So yun lang. Also, just in line, no, I noticed the heading of strategic thinking ni Pastor Nixon. And I appreciate what he's doing now because this is strategic thinking talaga. As leaders, sometimes we're so quick to execute right away. We're so quick na basta magawa agad yung service, magawa agad yung outreach event. We don't take time to do what he's saying now. Eh. But if we're strategic thinkers as leaders, we realize I don't need to execute right away. I need to make sure the environment is good so that tuloy-tuloy yung tamang execution ng mga ano natin. That's your job. The best ideas are gonna come from them. Hayaan mo sila. Your job is to make sure that they're in that environment to think, to produce. It will always happen that way. So thanks, Pastor Nixon.
Yeah, sure. You know, that's an empowering culture. Yung tatawag namin lagi sa, na let's have an empowering culture in our midst. Kasi by creating an environment where people could speak, they feel like, oh nga, no, my idea was heard. And next time, sobra silang encouraged mag-generate ng idea, mag-multiply pa yung ideas nyo. And we don't have the monopoly on good ideas kasi. And it helps that we make them not just, you make them feel that I'm a part and I can contribute. And that's a, kaya we take time to think like this and not just, let's make a plan, let's execute it. Let's think this way. Kasi this would generate other better plans and the environment, it will multiply. It has a multiplying effect. No? Now, the last thing I want to ask to ano, is to think about is, as a strategic thinker, we must think like a miner. Pag sinamong miner, you're mining, di ba? And when you mine, you get many dirt and one gem. Tama ba ako? And in a meeting, napapansin niyo, minsan pag nagmi-meeting, kahit dito yung usapan natin, we will get one gem, pero may iba na, ay, okay, tabi muna natin or hindi natin magagamit, pero ito magagamit natin. But it required us all to speak up for that to come out. And sometimes, the reason it only came out, because there might have been one perceived bad idea where this was generated from. Eh, ayaw natin. Pero wag wala tayong environment where we're mining for these things, hindi natin makukuha yung gem na yon. And so that's the idea behind thinking like a miner. And as a leader, what your job is to provoke. Grabe, no? Parang away, no? Provoke conflict. Now, let me just qualify conflict, no? Kasi, away na tayo! I'm not talking about destructive conflict or infighting or backbiting. Kasi minsan, pag may artificial harmony kayo, lahat nag-a-agree. Pero pagdating sa labas ng meeting, actually, hindi ako nag-a-agree. Actually, ganyan-ganyan. And that's why, ito alam to ni na Daniel sa kanina Percy, if you say it here, because if I hear anything outside of this office, di ba? You have to find another office. Parang ganon. You know, just, di ba? Ganon. I'm as blunt. Pero, at the same time, open, anything goes in the meeting. Dito tayo. We've already talked about an environment. It's always encouraged. Say it. What everyone say. Why? Really? O sige, pag-usapan natin. Pero pag may narinig ako outside, let's continue. So, we have conflict. Eh, masaya naman kami, di ba? So, divide off. So, productive conflict, no? May sinasabi ba si Daniel? May binubulong ba sa'yo? Nagba-back channel ba ngayon? Hindi, front channel yan. Nasa harap ko eh. Alright, so, productive conflict ang ibig natin sabihin. Productive conflict is what's the difference between infighting and destructive one is productive conflict limits the exchange between ideas and the plan. Dun lang. Kung meron kang disagreement, make sure it's limited. I don't think that yung plan, okay, can I just comment on that plan or on that idea? So nakalimit doon. Hindi yung, alam mo, medyo may kabubuhan yung plan eh. Ah, ganun. So, So, nung inan mo yung kabubuhan, destructive na siya. Parang, ha? Tao na yun, oo. It's the So, sorry for saying it. But di ba, pag ginanun mo siya, na, I don't know if you were thinking when you said that.
Parang, may sagot dun eh. Ano? Ikaw na.
ikaw na. Ang magaling, di ba? So, limit it on plans and ideas. Now, in productive conflict, we can still be emotional. Hindi tayo robotic lahat. Bakit? Sometimes we're really attached to our ideologies. And there's nothing wrong with being passionate about what you feel is right. So we can still be emotional and, you know, a bit frustrated if we're not heard. But it must be over ideas and plans, not over any person. Now, will we cross the line? At times, we will. Tama? Minsan, magiging personal. Ayun nga, kaya nga tayo Kristiyano. Praise God we're Christians. No? But, as much as possible, as long as it depends on you, i-practice lang natin. Okay? Sa idea lang tayo. And what we... The good thing about CJ that I learned from him, that I still could distinctly remember what he said no, when he was teaching us this. Sabi niya, kung meron kayong idea, ang ibig sabihin, kahit galing sa kanya yung idea, tapos medyo hindi ako nag-agree, I will say it in such a way as to, so, Tony, kampi tayo yung idea, pag-usapan natin. So, parang bibigyan mo ng sariling, ibang entity si idea, ibang entity si Tony, where the idea came from. Tapos ang pinaka-feel mo dun kay Tony is, hey Tony, usap tayo. Kasi I just feel like this idea. So, now there, kaya sinasabi ko lagi pagka minsan heated na, okay, siya, kampi tayo. Yung issue yung problema. Yun yung pinagdidebatehan natin. Pero tayo, kampi tayo. Friends tayong lahat. So it helps us when we detach from it and say, ah, oo, siya pala. Siya pala yung issue. Tayo, friend tayo. So, it's good for the leaders that while you provoke conflict, you also know when to step in and say, okay. Kayo, nagsasabong na tayo. Okay, pula-puti na ang dating, no? All right. So, but that's mining. You want to provoke conflict. Sometimes our frustration is brought about by not being able to communicate what you feel strongly about. Di ba? Minsan kaya ka na-frustrate eh. Nagma-mine ng conflict eh hindi niya ma-communicate. That's why minsan, maganda rin as part of acknowledging pag may nagsalita is pag hindi niya ma-express mabuti, tulungan natin. Do you mean ganito? Do you mean? Kasi minsan, may mga tao lang, diba? In our meetings, talaga may gusto silang sabihin, hindi lang nila masabi. So, our job, or sometimes Percy's job, i-dissect lang na, ito yata yung ibig sabihin. Tama ba? Tapos i-confirm mo sa kanya. Tapos, pag nag-ganun siya, ay, okay. Nawawala yung frustration niya. As we can move on. So, that's what it means to be a miner. Na ngayong meron ka ng astronaut, big ideas, ang dami na, prepare mo na sila, ginawa mo na yung environment para magsalita sila, may vulnerability-based trust na, ngayon nagsasalita na sila, ano na ginagawa mo? So, yun yung stages nun. From the idea stage to the environment, now they're actually exchanging those, binabato na nila. Minamine mo ba? Di ba? Nagpo-provoke ka ba ng productive conflict? And there's two ways to provoke productive conflict. And this is just my experience. Just yung isa is to seek, ano ba? Ito yung kay Longshan na nakuha ko. Seek out opposing views. Seek out opposing view. Dito darating yung mga non-verbals, yung gumagaling ka sa pagtingin. Tapos, seek out mo siya. Nag-sigh. Parang naging demonic oppression. Lumabas yun na. Out! So, pag lumabas na yun, nag-manifest, sabi mo, oh, yeah, Legion, what is it? Nene. Sabi mo, pagka nag-ano na siya, sorry. May Legion, so, go to the pigs first. Huwag tayo magbabuyan dito. Parang, hindi, so, joke lang. Ano yung residue ng mga preaching last week, no? Anyway, so... okay, focus, no? Focus. Doon tayo humahaba eh. Let's not go there. So seeking out, you try to involve others who you notice have visual cues. So learn that and then ask them. Could you please tell? And be sincere, ah. Hindi yung, oh, may sabihin ka ba? Oh, wala. Okay, next. Hindi ganun, parang... Totoo, please, okay lang ba? Kasi minsan ganun tayo, and that's dismissive, ah. Yung, meron? Wala? Okay. Hindi ka nagsabi na totoo, eh. Sinungaling. I mean, baka talaga nag-iisip pa. Hindi yung isa, pag ganun niya, ina-articulate pa niya sa mind niya, bigyan mo ng oras. Okay? Don't be afraid na pabayaan. And then, not only seek out opposing views, one thing that I learned to do, no, as, kasi minsan, wala ka makitang visual cues, mukhang lahat naman agree na sa'yo, huwag ka munang mag-give up na, oy, agree lahat sa akin. Kasi minsan, ito ah, let me just tell you one thing. As the leader, as the presiding officer of the meeting, sometimes, sa sobrang polarizing ng personality mo, or because you articulate your position so well, people will just default. Di ba? Have you ever, may ganun lang talaga eh, di ba? naniwala ka ba doon, Daniel? Sometimes you just default. Kasi minsan, you've thought through it naman. Pero, one thing I've learned is, not because everyone's head is doing like this, saya-saya ko na, okay. Okay na, let's move to the next. Kasi, ito yung advantage mo minsan. Bago ka pumasok sa meeting, napag-isipan mo na. Lugi naman. Kaya nga sila nakaganyan lang sa'yo, umuo na lang. Pero ito, aminin din natin, na habang iniisip natin siya, nakikita natin, in our point of view, may mga pitfalls din yung iniisip natin. Tama ba ako? Pero hindi natin, sa sobrang hindi pa natin masyadong, hindi rin natin masyadong maano yung pitfall natin, naka-default na tayo sa solution natin. Pero hindi pa worded properly yung pitfall. Pero parang feeling natin merong may, ang gawin mo, i-seed out mo yung pitfall na yun. Ilabas mo siya. Baka kasi may makakuha nun, tapos ma-articulate niya properly, may masabi pa siya, then you say, oh, it was such a bad idea. Thank you for saying that. See, if you don't just seek out, you seed out. Tapon mo yung hindi pa masyadong develop na opposing view na nakikita mo na dinidebate mo sarili mo, yung minsan para kang skitso. Ma, talaga? Oh, pero parang na. Oo nga. So, di ba? So, yung mga times na ganun mo, ilabas mo yon, ibato mo sa labas. That's what you call seeding out opposing views. Yes? Seed.
When you say seed out?
O nga, no? Yeah. Sorry. O nga, farmer pala to, no? Hindi, may napulot na yung minor na seed habang nagmamine siya ng gem. Okay, so, seed out niya. Like, ito na, no?
When do you do the seeding? Parang ganun. When do you do that?
Di nag-present ka ng idea. Yung nag-meeting kayo, nag-present ka ng idea. Pero, tapos, napag-isipan mo na yung idea. Pero nung nagtatanong ka, nakaganon lahat sa'yo, and they seem to be like, benta na. Pero alam mo at the back of your mind, nung ipinag-iisipan mo rin siya, be fair and be honest. Kasi alam mo, pag nakontra mo rin sa rin, may nakuha sila, parang ang galing, yung consistency mo, tumaangat, tsaka credibility mo. Alam mo, seryoso tong taong to. Gusto niya talagang, he wants to get the best out of, in the best idea. It's not just about his idea. I think that's really healthy for everyone. It shows your sincerity. Raises up your credibility as a person who's creating the environment for such to happen. So that's just my thing. Yes, Joe, you're going to say something.
Yeah, CJ is saying that's what we do. We work with students and they're not going to, di kita na itataob eh. They're going to be like, ang galing ni Pastor Christian. Alam mo yun yung ganun na ganun sila eh. But first of all, it's a position of humility to assume. I don't think I've ever had an idea that was right, completely right from the beginning. There's no such thing. Every idea had to be developed. Every idea had to be rehashed. So, from a position of humility lang, like, let's just be honest with ourselves, wala tayong ganong idea. You understand? Kahapon lang sa youth pastors meeting, when most of the suggestions about the pre-conference, ang ganda nun. It just got so much better. CJ and I left so excited. We were talking about it in the car. Parang panalo na to because of these ideas that you guys gave. Because you're not gonna have the best idea right away. So, yung seeding, Paul, the principle here is, kung makita ng mga tao, kaya kitang talunin, then they're gonna keep doing it. So, as the leader, magpatalo ka na. Para pag nakita nila na, okay, kasi itong vulnerability-based trust, unahin mo na yung sarili mo. Para, wow, kahit pala si Pastor Paul, pwede palang i-correct dito. Ngayon, gaganahan na yung mga tao. It's like, my dad, he did that. I saw it in the pastor's meeting of the fort. Kasi siya yung senior pastor. Tapos si L.A., si Paolo, si Robert, si Dennis, sila yung staff niya sa fort. And inaano talaga niya, parang he would fight with them talaga. Pero in the first few months, lagi silang natatalo sa kanya. And he was so happy. He came home one day, hindi ko makalimutan, tontuwa siya. Sabi ko, ano nangyari ngayon? Sabi niya, natalo nila ako sa meeting. At para silang mga pating na nakaamoy ng dugo, alam mo yung parang, kaya pala to eh. And I said, why are you so excited kung natalo ka? Sabi niya, kasi this coming Tuesday, gaganahan lalo yung mga mamang yon. Kasi, kaya palang talunin si Joey eh. You understand? So as the leader, mag-seed ka na ng ganon. You know what guys, this is my idea. But, okay. But you know, a potential downside, naisip ko lang, is ganon eh. What do you think? Downside ba talaga yan o hindi? Actually, pastor, magsasalita na yan. And then if they're really right, let them win. Diba? And say, you know what? You beat me. Buti na lang you corrected me. Kasi kung hindi, isipin nyo mangyayari sa meeting natin, yung ginawa ko yun. then you're seeding it. You're giving them something easy to kill you with. Parang naglagay ka ng bait.
Napatumba mo.
Anyway,
jumping off from that, the second thing as a leader, let's demonstrate vulnerability during these times. Kasi baka na nga naman nagtanong ka, pero ayaw patalo. Ay, hindi. Tama na ako eh. Kunwari lang to eh. May, ganun. So, kumagat ka naman. You're fired. Mga ganun. To the pigs. Mga ganun. Ah, ganun. Ah. To the pigs agad yung... Ay, no. Na bacon tuloy, di ba? Alright, so... another thing pala na help in seeding, maybe it's good for you when you, ito, it takes time, but as you get to know the people that you're meeting with, what happens is this, it helps you anticipate those who would react and maybe take it personally. And then, ano lang natin, yung pag na-anticipate na natin yon, you know, at least alam natin na pag lumabas yun, hindi kayong... So, as a leader, magandang isang tool yan eh, yung pag matagal na... It takes time to do this, pero you will already... Lalo na pag yung team nyo nandyan, you anticipate already. And when you anticipate, minsan, pag may sinasabi ka, na-anticipate mo na rin, banggitin mo lang. Na ganito, ganito. So, siya na... Nahihimasmasan na siya. At since na-anticipate ni siya, if a further clarify pa niya, na actually, ito pa nga yung nafe-feel ko about it eh. Kasi alam mo, it increases buy-in when you anticipate. Especially when people takes personally yung sinabi mo. Tapos na-acknowledge mo, tapos nakapagsalita siya. Grabe pagka nag-decide na kayo. Maybe I've not agreed fully, pero because you considered what I was feeling, sama ako dyan. So, that just helps in the buy-in area. Kasi sa conflict, yun naman ang gusto mo magka-buy-in lahat. Kasi walang magkukommit dyan eh. Kung idea ko lang to. Pero pag nag-conflict lahat, nag-idea. Yes.
Pastor, dagdag ko rin yung, basically, it's involving everyone, part of the process. Para lahat talaga. Hindi lang sila nandun na, okay, if you want to say something, pero just really acknowledging and making them feel that they're part of the team.
Thanks. Yeah, that is correct. So all of these things serves to help you make sure that everyone is in it, involved sila, they're... Tsaka ang sarap sa meeting pag lahat sila nakaganon sa'yo. Game. Anong pag-uusapan natin ngayon? Hindi yung parang, ikaw naman, ikaw na. Ikaw na magaling. Ah, ganon, di ba? Ang hirap. Wala kayong pupuntahan. Di ba? So, I think this would be, this is good. Now, to have as a leader, no, mining conflict. Siguro, before I land this, as a team member. Ito na naman tayo, no? Kasi pag minor ka, hindi naman ikaw yung magma-mine yan, eh, di ba? Parang hindi mo naman kaya. Maganda kasing mag-mine, yung nagfa-facilitate. So, pero, you know, aptly ask questions. Kaya nga, alam mo, one thing I'm excited about in the coming days is we'll be taught coaching. And in the coming days, as we are trained to do that, we can use it in environments such as that to ask just questions that would help seed thoughts for others as well. Now, your leader might not be as welcoming to such opposing views, but at least it starts the process for all of you. And I'm sure naman, ang maganda naman dito sa Victory, you know, kudos to our apostolic team. They're really doing their best to help everyone grow together. And that's why yung mga things na ito, like, you know, when I was doing this, just to be very candid about it. You know, when I was doing this, I left mga blanks. Na kahit naman dun sa, ano yung previous, the farmer, may blank ako. I'm hoping that you people can fill it out as you go along. May isip kayo, kasi team members kayo. Ngayon kasi medyo, oh yes, I'm still a team member in the Tuesday meeting. Pero most of the time, my role is really this one. So I'm really, ito yung mga na-extract ko nung I was preparing for this. Pero dito, medyo... Ganda naman yung environment ng Tuesday. Pag tawanan lang, kung napahiya ka, napahiya ka. Pero maybe this is your, you can fill this out and next time we can do a better job in helping others. Maybe next time you'll be standing here talking to others and teaching them. At least may mga experiences na kayo. And what I'm just saying is, I'm also growing in this. I just came here hoping that I could impart the little I know and what I've experienced regarding strategic planning and just leading people. And hopefully this was a productive time with you, and it really helped you as a leader and as a team member, and helped you in terms of framing your mind when you enter a strategic planning session. So, hindi ko nakita yung ganun. Ah, Q&A, sorry. Q&A daw, all right. So, kulit na yun. So, with all of this said, we're open to question and answer na, no? Wala pala, dinismiss agad. Galing ah.
Regarding dun sa provoke conflict, kasi how will you detach the, ano lang ah, just wondering, how will you detach the issue dun sa person? Kasi sometimes when the person said it, parang ikaw kasi nagsabi niyan eh. Ito yung ganun. End of the day, parang kung di mo sinabi yan, di tayo magkaka... How will you detach that?
Okay. Can I just cite an example sa staff meeting? Okay lang naman to, di ba? Si Hasjax na. Hindi. In general, people doing the MCing, di ba? Sometimes, wala na lang tao. Para ano. Okay. Diyan kasi kayo, eh, di ba? So, itago. Si Percy na sa labas muna. Hindi, pero, you know, at times kasi, minsan, I have to do some corrections in the, ano, in the meeting regarding the way it was MC'd. Siguro one thing lang na nag kami is that let's not take it personally, especially kung kunyari napapag-usapan is improvement mo naman. So sabi ko na, sa harap kasi na lahat, uy, wala na napapahiya sa atin dito ah. Pag napagsabihan, let's take it as something we could grow from. And so again, it is that yung hindi nila feel, napahiya sila, pero oo nga, no, yun pala. Ang attitude natin lahat is, oo nga, kailangan ko pa mag-grow dyan. And as a leader, kailangan ikaw mag-demonstrate ka ng ganun din eh. Kaya nga minsan lumalapit ako, first, after ko mag-preach, bro, ano kailangan tanggalin? Or sabihin ni, I think ito, ganyan, ganyan. Ah, alright, oo nga, no. So pag naging environment na at culture na kasi yon, then, even though at times, you cannot detach yung sasabihin mo with the person because siya nga naman yung nagsabi nun, pero the environment has been created in such a way na okay, I trust you enough. The depth of trust is deep enough for that. And again, it takes time to do that, but I hope that we can all work towards that and communicate it as such. Any other questions? So, walang fear of conflict dito, ha?
Lagi bang naka-off yung mga mic?
Lagi bang in-off after gamitin?
Lagi bang dapat may conflict?
Ang sa akin, as much as possible to get the best ideas, I believe it would be good to make it as frequent as possible and to make sure that it stays productive. Tapos lahat na, kasi ang sa akin lang, yung momentum na minsan meron, minsan wala. Sa akin, pag meron yan, nagkikreate ng momentum, that's very empowering. So I think also on that aspect, it's helpful to just at least seed it if nothing's happening. Paano to? Paano kaya yung ganyan?
Yeah, I think tama si Pastor Nixon. Sometimes walang conflict sa team. Nag-agree naman tayong lahat. Pero let's attack the ideas pa rin. Ayun, barilin pa rin natin. Oh, kasi practice rin yan eh. Para masanay tayo. Kasi kung hindi tayo nagko-conflict, our status quo, lalo na as Filipinos, will go back to artificial harmony. So kung as the leader, hindi natin pinapractice yung muscle ng conflict na yon, babalik talaga tayo dun eh. And think of the alternative. Kung hindi nagko-conflict yung mga tao, dalawa lang yung pwedeng alternative. Either, you all completely agree on everything at that time, which is... I've never seen that happen. Like, everybody completely agrees na walang comment, walang question yung mga tao, or wala na nagsasalita. One is unrealistic, the other one is unacceptable. So I'd rather have conflict na lang kung ganun.
Can I just add to that as well? Sometimes kasi, pag may napag-isipan na ako ng mas matagal pa at nasabi ko, I'm sure at that time, minsan wala pa, but I always end with this. Please tell me if in the course of time, you think of anything that would help improve this. Open-ended pa rin siya. Let's say at that time, hindi nag-conflict. Tapos minsan, medyo dalawang oras na kayo, medyo pagod na sila. Conflict pa, conflict. Ang galit na nila is tama na. Ang conflict nila is tigilan na natin to, kakain na kami. Yun na yung conflict. So, namumutla na mata eh. Ikino-conflict mo pa. Pero pag ganun na, sensitive ka rin. Kasi, di ba, minsan pag matagal na tayo mag-meeting, namumutla na sila, yung dugo nila, wala na, puti na, parang nakakatakot na, di ba? So, sinasabi ko lang, alright, pero okay lang ba that if you think of it? Laging open-ended. In fact, our discussion yesterday ended like that. Oh, basta pag may maisip ka, just tell me, we are willing to reconsider and revisit what we just talked about. See, what does it do? It still causes them. It still they still practice and use the muscle. Di na siguro dyan, pero at least alam nila, open tayo dyan. Oh, lumalabas sila, ano kaya? Pag may nabasa sila, oy, ito yung iniisip ko rin, o tama, baka... So even outside the meeting, nag-ano yung muscle, nag-flex. So I think that helps, tama sa environment natin.
Good. Any other questions?
Yeah. Pastor Nixon, every time po bang nag-meeting kayo, do you do the three of that thing, yung astronauts, farmer, miner? Or meron pong parang prevailing thing, kasi wala na po tayong anong nakalagay talaga kung ano yung tatlo na yan. Prevailing thing na palagi mong ginagawa every time you meet the people.
One thing's for sure is the environment has already been created. We made sure by inviting. So ibig sabihin, pagpasok sa meeting, I'm always, my default is, ang inisip ko, created na yung environment. Not unless they would tell me na medyo, katulad ngayon, nararamdaman namin na yesterday, I know Percy said some things because he felt like kailangan ulit namin ng another dose for the new ones. Para, so, but once the environment is there, every time you go into the meeting, it's a default of everyone. What you always need to be deliberate about is being a miner. Yan talaga yung laging ano. Being an astronaut happens not on a tactical, but happens on a strategic. Sa tactical, normally, okay lang kung mag-astronaut ka ng konti para ma-enhance pa yung tactical. Pero tactical, normally, pagpasok mo, day-to-day. What gonna do this week? Who, what? Who's responsible? Who's accountable to? Pero, minamind mo lang kung gagawin ko this way. Ah, talaga? Pag-usapan natin. Magmamind ka pa. So, the miner is the one that is weekly a deliberate thing for us. That we consciously say, what, or... Pero yung environment, na-create na. Astronaut, you know... Specifically for calendar planning, strategic planning, doon tayo mag-ano. Okay, anti-gravity. So, akit lang tayo sa stratosphere, no? Kulit, di ba? Para masaya, di ba? Anna?
Bert or Eva, do you guys have a question? Would you like us to send Glenn outside first, Eva? So you can ask your question.
Ganun ba yun? Tungkol kay Glenn pala yung issue. Actually, nandito sa tabi ko. Think 4 minutes before, you know, for forever hold your peace. Oh, grabe, no? para ma-flex yung muscle. Next, no?
Here's my number. Text me anytime about a class I did 2 weeks ago. All right, guys, in line lang with this, no? Thank you very much, Pastor Nixon. Was that helpful to you guys? I'm glad nahabol ko yung tail end nito. In line with this, guys, this isn't just a class, but again, this is on-the-job training. If you would like to take this further in your specific campus ministry team or church, let's talk about it. I mean, what Pastor Nixon did when he got CJ in to get an outsider, we can do that, diba? Para yung mga gusto niyong i-barrel, pero ayaw niyong kayong gagawa, di ba? Bring in CJ, CJ, barrel mo si ganyan, si ganyan. No, he's gonna start with you, really. No, but really, in a five dysfunctions consultation like that, we have to start with the leader. And then, for example, CJ will shoot Pastor Nixon first para makita ng mga bago, ay, pwede pala. And then that's when they can start the thing. So if you want to do that, we would love to help you with that, talk about it. For those of you whose teams have not done Strengths Finders yet, I know we did around, 2 years ago? Or 3 years ago now? So siguro yung iba sa inyo, may marami na nag-full-time, tapos yung team nyo, wala pang consultation na ganun. Let's talk about it, diba? If you want to request it to your senior pastors, it's only 800 pesos per person. And then for the book, no, you're not paying CJ for something like that. But then we can go there, do a consultation for your team, do strengths find. I mean, many things like that. We can also do it not just for the staff, but even for volunteers. Let's say you have a student team na medyo malakas, na you work talaga with these students and you want them to do that. We can all work together with that. Okay lang ba yun? So kung may tanong kayo, we'd love to do that with you and develop these things, the astronaut, the farmer, and the miner. All right? Thank you, Pastor Nixon. Break? Or may tanong pa ba? All right. 1:30, we have our class with Pastor Paul.